see you fall down the stairs, breaking your skull in two. There's nothing you won't do. Ivy with air, pull the plug and say I do. You're in the bed, I might cut off your head. You choked me blue with a pillow tie. This love was never a lie. It was hate at first sight for us, darling. The lady in the trim rabbit is snarling. Armed with love and sledgehammers, we're mauling. It's a match made in hell, Cupid squalling. Fascinating for maggots and worms eating your flesh away. Say my eyes are engaging to watch while I burn, go and pop in the flame. Where in the bed I might cut off your head. You choked me blue with the pillow tie. This love was never alive. Sight for us, darling. The lady in the tramp rabbit and snarling. Armed with love and sledgehammers, we're mauling. It's a match made in hell, Cupid squalling. Sight for us, darling. Lady in the trim rabbit and snarling. Armed with love and sledgehammers, we're mauling. It's a match made in hell, Cupid squalling. For us, darling. Lady in the trip rabbit and snarling. All the love and sledgehammers with mauling. It was hated for sight, Cupid squalling.
And that was Dylan. What did you think, beloved?
Dylan on metal is good.
I agree.
I like your voice for rock, and I've already told you that. I don't feel like this was a really good song choice for you, though. Usually, what you lack in some areas, you always make up in energy, but I feel like it just kind of fell flat a little bit, energy-wise, for me. And so did a couple of your notes. In particular, the high notes here and there, like in the beginning when you said alive, and I think you said alive one other time, but any of those higher notes kind of fell a little bit flat. And then one of your runs later on had some strange notes in there. So though I do like your tone, and I think your tone was good for this song, I don't think this was necessarily a good song choice for you. I just wasn't feeling it that much.
Val, what did you think?
I kind of like, well, my first note was like, I thought this was a MIDI. Because like parts of it, like I think the drums sound kind of MIDI-ish, but like parts of it didn't. So I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to call you out and be like, it's a MIDI, stupid. but like, anyway, I really liked your energy on this. but, like, the vocal, I agree, it kind of, like, needed some polishing. Like, I think you really need to work on, I can't think of the word. Transitioning, that's the word. Like, because, like, the higher part, it sounds like it was, like, it's in your range, but, like, it sounded really, like, tense and, like, strained when you went up there. So, like, I kind of feel like you need to, like, work on transitioning from, like, the mixed and head of voice and stuff. I don't really have anything else. Like, I thought, like, for the most part your vocals were good, but, like, those kind of, like, tense parts, it, like, took away, like, a lot for me, and, like, I don't think this was, like, a great song choice for you, but, like, you had good energy, so.
Yeah, I really liked your performance on this song. I thought it was really cool. I think you have a really good, like, idea of what, I think you have a really good idea of, like, what sort of, like, amount of energy needs to be put into a song, or, like, I think you have, like, a good sense of that. I think, I normally really like rock songs in your voice. I do agree with Valk, like, the strainy, like, tight vocals were a little, like, off-putting for me in this, I guess. I don't know if off-putting is the right word. That's kind of a weird word to use. I am, like, falling asleep. This has not been a good day. I'm so sorry.
We all are.
We all have headaches.
Not a good word. I'm so sorry. But it was not your best singing that I've heard from you, I think is the best way to word that. Though I didn't think this was bad. Like, I thought that there was still some good vocals in here. Like, when you sang down, like, in the lower areas, it was very nice to listen to. And I generally just, like your voice on these style songs anyway. So for me, it was really just, like, a bit too high. But I loved your performance overall. So this was mixed feelings for me. I'm, like, very mixed on this one.
I don't feel like it was too high, though.
I don't know if he
needs to, like, learn how to, like, sing up there, because it sounds like it's in his range.
Yeah, he needs a lot more support and to figure out, like, how Aria and I used to say, like, come from above the note. If you're imagining where the note is, like, anyone who sings can usually feel where a note is sometimes. It's just like playing the piano, like, after a while, you know where the key is. After a while, you know how it feels to sing a certain note sometimes. So if you know where the note is, imagine yourself singing from the top of that, and usually it'll help with going flat.
Mm. Good suggestion.
If that makes any sense.
I love it being over here with her.
Michelle was aroused by that suggestion.
I was like, oh, I still love it. No.
I feel like that's the best thing I've said.
Oh, please. Skywish is next.
Check. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your
And that was Skywish with Welcome to the Jungle. What did you think, Valk?
I like just heard this song today for the first time on like someone else's YouTube channel. So I was like, I know this song. It's like the only, no, I knew Jeffers songs. Never mind. It's like two songs I knew this around. Yay. But I'm so, like, I'm conflicted about this guy because, like, I like the, like, effort and acting that you put into it, but, like, it sounded like you were, like, this, like, deranged bunny rabbit, like, hopping around or something, like, destroyed. I, like, pictured you in, like, this room as, like, a bunny rabbit, like, destroying things and, like, foaming at the mouth or something. It was weird. It was like you were like being cute, like trying, like a cute person trying to be like, aww. And like some parts didn't sound like that, but like the majority of it did sound like that to me. So like, I'm kind of conflicted, but I like really liked like the commitment you put into this, because like the screamo stuff was like intense and like cool, but like I feel like it was kind of a little too quirky.
What do you think, Sheree?
I kind of agree with Valk. I love me some Guns N' Roses, so whenever someone does like a song from some of my favorite bands, it's always, you know, hard. But I was like teetering on this one because it was like you did a really great job with it. I could tell how much work you put into it, but at the same time I did get that feeling that Valk was talking about, like it just, I don't know, sometimes it's just like you took it a little bit too far in how you were acting the song out, I guess. I don't know. I like just different parts in the song I loved, and then other parts I was like, it's a little bit too much. But I don't know. I liked the speaking though. The speaking part in the bridge was good, and I liked the lead into that. Yeah, it was cool.
I actually like sort of disagree with both you guys. I like really liked this. I don't know, I just thought it was extremely enjoyable to listen to. Like, I thought it was awesome. Like, I thought you really, like, had this rock energy and, like, this, like, persona going on. And I was just like, wow, Skywish is badass. I don't know, I just thought it was really great. And, like, I was super into this. I did think some of your higher belts felt a little straining to me, like you were borderline yelling. But, I don't know. I really liked this. I liked your energy. And I loved your shenanananananana. I thought that was so fun. I don't know. It was, like, really fun for me. Like, this was just a really fun submission. I really don't have anything else to say. So I like, kind of disagree with you guys.
I agree on the energy. The energy in this song was amazing.
Yeah.
It's really hard to keep this song going. This is such a hard song. So I definitely give you props on even attempting this.
Yeah, it's a super hard song. This was, like, awesome. Like, I liked it a lot, so I don't know. I don't know. Lashes at Blast.
All right, let's say a little prayer before I finish this up with this song. And I also like to say a prayer before I rock hard, so let's do this. Oh God of Rock, thank you for this chance to kick ass. We are your humble servants. Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high-voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
Ha!
hard rock, hallelujah. Hard rock, hallelujah. Hard rock, hallelujah. Hard rock, hallelujah. The saints are crippled, dumb missing as a knight. Lost are the lambs with no guiding light. The walls come down like thunder, the rock's about to roll. It's the apocalypse, and now bear your soul. All we need is lightning with power and might, striking down the prophets of false. As the moon is rising, give us a sign. Now let us rise up in awe. Rock and roll angels, bring the hard rock, hallelujah. Demons and angels all in one have arrived. Rock and roll angels, bring the hard rock, hallelujah. In God's creation, supernatural high. The true believers, thou shalt be saved. Brothers and sisters, keep strong in the faith. On the day of reckoning, it's who dares wins. You will see the Joker soon will be the new kings. All we need is lightning with power and might, striking down the prophets of false. As the moon is rising, give us a sign. Now let us rise up in awe. Rock and roll angels, bring thy hard rock, hallelujah. Demons and angels all in one have arrived. Rock and roll angels, bring thy hard rock, hallelujah. In God creation, supernatural high. Wings on my back, I got horns on my head. My fangs are sharp and my eyes are red. Not quite an angel or the one that fell. Now choose to join us or go straight to hell. Hard rock, hallelujah. Hard rock. Angels, bring thy hard rock, hallelujah. Demons and angels all in one have arrived. Rock and roll angels, bring thy hard rock, hallelujah. In God's creation, supernatural high. Angels, bring thy hard rock, hallelujah. Rock and roll angels, bring thy hard rock, hallelujah.
That was Lash. What do you think, Valk, of Lash? Lachey. I always want to say Lachey. Is that right, though? What do you think, Valk?
Wait, who's going?
You. I
asked. Oh. Oh, she said me, and then, wait, what do you think, Cherie?
Oh, no,
I'm
sorry.
This was, like, blew my mind in, like, a good way. Like, the opening was hilarious. And then, like, the music came in, and you were still, like, talking. It was, like, really funny, and then, like, you started singing, and it was really, really epic. And, like, yeah, I don't know, like, there's nothing I can, like, say about this. That's like a critique. It was just like, it was awesome, and like, yeah, I like the harmonies a lot, and you sounded like super like punk rock, like, awesome metal, like, badass chick on it, and it was, like, cool. Ew. I was, like, rambling. Oh, the mixing was really cool. Like, yeah, this is, like, my favorite of the night.
What did you think, Sheree?
I liked this a lot, too. It's like your belts were made for metal music. It was so good. I loved your harmonies. They were awesome. I think my favorite parts were the chorus parts where you did that layered speaking vocal and then like the high harmonies in the back. That was really awesome. My only note for this was that the verses, I didn't feel like you had the bite in your voice that I wanted. Like, it just kind of missed a little bit of that edginess for me, just a little bit, but this was really, really good. Great job.
I actually didn't have any complaints about this. I really liked it. I liked your talking at the beginning. That was super funny. I just, like, really enjoyed listening to this. Your high belts were, like, awesome. Your energy was really good. I really enjoyed this Lash. I think you did, like, a super, super, super awesome job. It was really, yeah, your mixing was really good, too. Was that what you just said, Beloved? I'm sorry.
No, but that too.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought that's what you said, and then I was like, oh, I just copied her crap, but then I didn't. So, oh well. And it's results time! Woohoo! So, we all had, like, really, really, really different lists tonight. It was, like, kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
So what we decided to do was, like, average out scores and stuff and try to figure out, like, you know, if you came in first, you got 7 points, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway... So the person with the highest is first, and the person with the lowest is sadly cut. So in first tonight was Nani.
Woo-hoo.
Good job. Val, who was second for you, / first for you, actually?
My first person was Lash.
Yay, Lash. Who is next for you, Sheree?
Next is Skywish. Good job.
Yay. Who is next for you, Valk?
I forgot. Oh, I remember now. Wait. Yeah, it was Snow Thunder.
Confusing list, because we're using, like, a master list now, but we all had different lists.
There's too many lists.
Too many lists.
But Snowfender, you're safe. Sheree, who is next for you?
Next is Jeffers.
All right. Jeffers, you are safe. Oh, geez. I just got a weird text message. So, the bottom two tonight were the averages, sadly, were Cookies and Dylan. But we have decided, well, we didn't really decide, it just kind of happened, I guess, as far as numbers go, that Dylan is safe, so sadly, Cookies, you are cut this week. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Cookies.
I liked your song, and, like, I know you worked hard. It was just a really, like, good week for a lot of people, and, like, just odd for everything, so I'm really, really sorry. But you made it really far, so you should be really proud of yourself. I'm sorry. Ugh, I hate cutting people.
Me too.
Next week, we are going into the top six. Wow.
Oh, man.
Rockstar has gone by really fast again.
Yeah, it has.
But, so next week...
I was thinking that too. It's weird. It's, like, super fast.
Yeah, I can't believe we're, like, already on top six. So we pretty much, like, have most of the themes planned out. So next week, we are going to do, like, emo rock. I think Dylan likes to call it, like, what does Dylan call it? Mallcore? Doesn't he call it, like, mallcore or something like that? I don't know. I that's like
about yeah, Paramore. Yay.
So it'll be like, yeah, we're gonna give you, what we'll do is we'll give you guys a suggested artist list. So it'll have like Paramore, Fall Out Boy, like All Time Low, like My Chemical Romance, that kind of stuff will be like on the list for next week. And then like from there, you can, you know, choose one of those artists or branch off and find like a similar artist if you'd like. So we give you an idea of what you can do, but it's not super, super like list heavy, and you have the option to go do what you want. So hopefully everybody's okay with that. It'll be new next Monday at 11:59 p.m. as always. Yeah. Did you guys have anything else you want to say?
No.
Do Paramore next week.
Val will love you forever. Really good job to you guys. I know this was like a hard week and kind of like unique and different and fun. I had a lot of fun listening to you guys. So,
me too.
Great job tonight, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Night.
Goodbye.